I'd say I'd probably always live within about a 10-mile radius.
Okay. Let's see, your mother's parents, what about your grandfather? Where was he born?
Here. Well, no, not here. Take that back. He was born in Rosebud, Texas, I believe it was. Or Paula Point, one. Paula Point is P-I-L-O-T-P-O-I-N-T. Pilot Point, but that's... I've never heard anybody say Pilot Point. Everybody says Paula Point.
Where is that?
That's up in West Texas, up around Mineral Wells.
When did he come here?
Oh, I'd say probably after he was... Oh, he must have come here back in his 20s. And my grandmother was born in Rosebud, that's right. And,
where's Rosebud?
It's fairly close to Paula Point. They're little German communities in West Texas. And they met there and went together for about 5 or 6 years before they got married. I think they started going together when they were like 17. They didn't get married until they were about 22 or something like that.
That was a German community, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your grandparents speak German?
They did when they were younger. They no longer speak German. They have several family books in German and stuff, but they no longer speak it. My grandfather, I think, only finished through the 4th or 5th grade in school. And my grandmother did go on, I think she probably finished 8th grade. But like he said, at that time they needed him more on the farm than they needed him in the school. And he's never really seemed to suffer from it. He seemed to keep abreast of things.
What sort of, he was a farmer?
Uh-huh. He's a retired farmer now.
Uh-huh. And your grandmother was a housewife.
Yeah.
What was your grandmother's name?
It's another thing. Some people say, but it's, at least our part of the family's always pronounced it.
That's a German name or Dutch? Or?
German, I believe. At least that's where they were from. They're the ones from Alsace, all right. And they're also kin to the Helschers, which is a very large German family community, you might say. There's Helschers all over the country, this part of the country. In fact, there's one across the street from me, one of my real good neighbors. And that's a very common German family in this area, is Helschers. They had a reunion some time back, and they had several thousand Helschers at the reunion. There's a lot of them.
You said your great-grandfather came from this
Alsace-Lorraine.
What about your great-grandmother on your mother's side?
Well, I don't really know too much about her because she died before I was born. And he remarried, and I knew his second wife, but I never knew his first wife, and I don't really know too much about her. But I would say she's probably, if she was from the German community, she's just almost bound to have been German.
She's probably from...
From around Rosebud or Paula Point, that area.
So she was in Texas?
Yes.
What about his second wife?
She was from San Antonio, which is also in Texas here.
Was she German too?
No, I really don't even know what she was. She was just a real unusual person. She played honky-tonk piano when they used to have the silent movies.
Uh-huh.
And she sang Frankie and Johnny. And things like that. She was just a real unusual person. She wasn't quiet or reserved like the rest of the family seemed to be. She was just, she was an early swinger, I would say. And quite a bit younger than he was. And although she died before he did, I think. It's been a few years ago.